Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In an era where uncertainty looms larger than ever, in case you get hit by a bus, how to organize your life now for when you're not around later, by Abby Schneiderman, serves as a crucial manual for preparing one's affairs for the unforeseen. This practical guidebook walks readers through the essential steps of organizing their digital and physical life, ensuring peace of mind for both themselves and their loved ones. Schneiderman's book offers a comprehensive approach to personal organization, addressing a wide range of topics from digital assets and social media accounts to legal documentation and personal wishes. Its arrival is timely and taps into a universal need for greater control over one's legacy in a digitally dominated era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, digital legacy and password management. In today's digital age, our online presence extends across various platforms, making our digital legacy an integral part of our overall estate. Schneiderman emphasizes the importance of organizing digital assets, including social media accounts, financial accounts, and email. The book provides practical advice on listing digital assets, securing relevant passwords, and nominating a digital executor to ensure that your digital footprint is managed according to your wishes posthumously. The section delves into creating a secure system for storing passwords and guides on the legal considerations and steps necessary to grant someone else access to your digital life in the event of an unforeseen departure. Secondly, important documents and estate planning. The book underscores the critical nature of organizing and securing important documents, such as wills, trusts, insurance policies, and other legal paperwork indicative of one's estate plan. Schneiderman lays out a methodical approach for gathering, cataloging, and safeguarding these crucial documents. This discussion extends to the importance of transparent communication with family members and appointed executors about the location and contents of such documents. It invites readers to consider not just the what and where of their estate planning efforts, but the who, encouraging careful selection of trustees, executors, and guardians in line with one's wishes, and addressing potential complexities in blended families or non-traditional households. Thirdly, healthcare decisions and directives, another vital area that, in case you get hit by a bus, addresses, is healthcare. Schneiderman stresses the importance of preparing healthcare proxies, living wills, and advanced directives. These documents speak on your behalf regarding medical treatment preferences in scenarios where you might be unable to convey your wishes personally. This part of the book not only guides you in selecting trusted individuals to act as your healthcare proxy, but also in articulating your desires concerning life-sustaining treatment, organ donation, and end-of-life care. Furthermore, it tackles the complex emotions and conversations that accompany these decisions, offering advice on how to discuss such topics with family and healthcare providers to ensure that your healthcare preferences are respected and adhered to. Fourthly, personal wishes and memorabilia. Beyond the nuts and bolts of financial and healthcare planning, Schneiderman's guide dedicates significant attention to the softer aspects of legacy planning, like personal wishes and memorabilia. This includes guidance on how to document stories, values, and life lessons you wish to pass on, as well as directions for handling personal belongings. Emphasizing the sentimental value attached to personal memorabilia, the book provides practical steps for cataloging items such as photos, letters, and family heirlooms, ensuring they are preserved and passed on according to your wishes. It encourages readers to consider how they want to be remembered and to make intentional choices about the legacy they leave behind. Lastly, communicating your plan, a crucial aspect of organizing your life for when you're not around, as highlighted by Schneiderman, is effectively communicating your plan to those who will be responsible for executing it. This entails not only sharing the specifics of where documents can be found or what your passwords are, but also your broader wishes regarding your digital legacy, healthcare preferences, and the distribution of your personal belongings. The book offers advice on how to have these potentially difficult conversations in a way that is clear, compassionate, and leaves no room for ambiguity. It advocates for regular updates to your plan and communication strategy as life changes, ensuring that your final wishes are always up to date and well understood by those who matter most. In conclusion, Abby Schneiderman's In Case You Get Hit by a Bus is a must-read for anyone looking to take control of their personal affairs and ease the burden on their loved ones in times of crisis. Whether you're tech-savvy or more traditional in how you manage your life's documentation, this book offers invaluable insights and actionable steps for preparing your estate, healthcare decisions, and personal wishes. It's particularly beneficial for individuals in the midst of life transitions, be it marriage, parenthood, or retirement, as it provides a structured guide to thinking about and organizing the aspects of your life that matter most. Ultimately, this book empowers individuals to face the future with confidence, knowing that their affairs are in order and their legacy will be handled according to their wishes. If you would like to support Abby Schneiderman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.